Police headquarters. Just a second, I'll give you the detective bureau. Detective Bureau, Captain Stewart.
Captain, this is Joe Baskett. You know Smokey Joe?
Yeah, what's wrong, Joe?
There's a drunk down here in my place. He's afraid to go home. He wants me to call a cop.
Yeah? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. DTs, I guess. This guy looks like a big shot. Maybe you better send one of the boys over.
Okay.
Yes, Captain?
Got a good one for you, Andy. Want you to play nursemaid to a drunk for a few minutes. He's over in Smokey Joe's place, and he's afraid to go home. Wants a police escort, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'll go right over.
Oh, hello, officer. I'm Joe Baskett.
I'm Anderson from headquarters. Where's this drunk?
Yeah, back here in a private room. I'll show you. Yeah, this is the door.
The door's locked from the inside.
Yeah, this guy's a dummy, if you ask me. Come on, open up. I got your cop for you.
Think anything's happened to him?
He passed out, maybe. Come on, you open up.
Hello, officer.
This him?
Yeah.
What do you want with an officer?
It's all right, officer. I want to go home, that's all.
Well, who's holding you?
Not going home alone, officer. I'm scared. Come on. Come on, you go with me.
Wait a minute. What's your name?
Davis. James Davis.
Where do you live?
127 Wrexham.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know, officer. I don't know. Come on. You go home with me. You'll watch out for me, won't you?
All right. Here's your hat. I got a taxi right outside. Steady there. Open the door, Joe. Oh, here you go. 127 Wrexham, driver. Oh, it's 12:30. As soon as I get you home, I'm going home myself. The big idea, Sheriff. Don't it mean anything to be off duty?
Not on this police force. What was the name of that drunk you took home last night?
Darris. No, Davis.
I thought so. First name, James?
Yeah.
Where did you take him?
To his home, somewhere on Wrexham.
What time did you take him there?
Oh, I don't know, about one. It's on the report.
I didn't stop the report. How old a man was he?
A young fellow, about 25 or 6. Why, what's up?
I'll tell you what's up. One James Davis, age 25, was killed shortly after 1 o'clock this morning.
No.
That's the straight dope, Andy, a friend of his. Found him about 8:30. Commissioner called me at home. I dropped by here on the way over. They identified the man as James Davis, and somehow I connected him with the Davis you took home last night from Smokey Joe's.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. And the guy didn't just have the Willis. He must have really had something to be afraid of.
Get on your clothes, Andy. We're taking a run over to his apartment.
Okay, Captain.
Your phone bill paid?
Yeah.
Good. I'll call headquarters for a car while you're dressing. Hello? Give me police headquarters. Don't take all day, Andy.
All right.
Hello? Mike? Stewart? Send a squad car to pick me up at Anderson's apartment and hold everybody off that Davis case till I get there. The house?
Yeah. Same place I took him last night.
All right, Mac. All right, stand back. Open up here. Stay outside and keep this mob back, Devlin.
Okay, sir. All right, get back, you rubberneck.
Come on, Andy. Shut the door. Now, which way?
Second room here.
All right, boys, I'll take charge.
Oh, that's him, all right, Captain. Dressed just like I left him.
I got that dressing robe out of his closet.
This 45 he's got in his hand, you gave him that too?
Why, no, sir.
Where did he get it?
Don't know, Captain. He didn't have it when I left. It's a cinch.
This desk, was it ransacked like this when you left?
Well, no, sir. The room was real neat. That water pitcher wasn't broken either.
I guess not. That water pitcher was used to kill him. Look, that pitcher is heavy enough to crack an elephant skull.
Hey, don't pick it up.
It's probably full of prints.
Oh, yes, sir.
Looks like his pocket's been rifled, too. Look at this.
Poker chip.
Yeah, here's another one. What did this guy say to you on the way home?
Oh, nothing much. He was pretty crocked.
Say what he was scared of?
No, sir.
Did Smokey Joe say what he was scared of?
No, sir.
Know where this poker chip came from?
No, sir.
Gee, you're a great help, aren't you? If you ask me, Davis made a big winning in some joint tonight, and someone who saw him do it followed him home and bumped him off.
By heck, you're right, Captain. You know, all the way home, this drunk kept muttering, thought they'd take me for a ride, huh? Well, I showed him. I took him for a ride myself.
Well, why didn't you tell me that the first time?
Didn't think of it, Captain. Too sleepy, I reckon.
Think of anything else?
No, sir.
All right, Ed, send in the photographers.
Yes.
Get that broken picture for Prince Murphy.
Yes.
All right, boys, back out of the way.
Here, wait a minute, Captain. Look at this.
Well, I'll be...
I want to see Joe.
Hello. Who is calling, please?
All right, don't try to be funny.
Mr. Biscoe, she's not here.
Don't give me that. All right, now where is he?
Where is who? Oh, it's the officer. It's all right, Uncle. Come in, Mr. Anderson's the name, ain't it?
Yeah.
Have a chair.
Thanks.
Smoke?
Nope.
And now what can I do for you, Mr. Anderson?
We want you to help us, Joe.
Sure, you know how I feel about you boys. Anything you want, the sky's the limit. You know me.
Good. You remember that drunk you called me to take away last night?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody bumped him off about 10 or 15 minutes after I took him home.
Huh?
I say somebody bumped him off about 10 or 15 minutes after I took him home.
Well, what do you know? Then the guy wasn't buggy. Someone was after him.
Yeah. And I think with your help, I can find out who it was.
Oh, yeah? Well, why me?
Because the guy was in your place, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I never set eyes on him before.
How long had he been there?
Oh, not long. About 30 minutes, maybe longer.
Hmm. Was he drunk when he came in?
Yeah.
What did he do?
I wasn't paying much attention to him. He went back to the private room and ordered a bottle and some sandwiches.
I see. Say where he'd been?
No, I didn't talk to him.
Hmm. Was he alone all the time he was there?
As far as I know, I didn't take much notice of him.
When did you first take notice of him, Joe?
When one of the waiters called me in and told me that he had the door locked from the inside.
What'd you do?
Well, I went back to the door and asked him what was wrong. He said he was scared and for me to call a cop. I tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't open the door till I called you.
Did he say what he was scared of?
No, he wouldn't say a word.
Maybe he saw somebody he was afraid of.
Yeah, maybe so.
I wish you'd tell me the truth, Joe.
The truth?
Sure, it wouldn't hurt you.
What do you mean? You think I bumped him?
Did I say that, Joe?
No, but...
I know you don't like to have it made public, Joe, but you run a set of games back at your place, don't you?
Sure, but it's just a social club, that's all. You can't pin nothing else on me.
I'm not here on a gambling charge, Joe. I'm just trying to get you to help me discover who killed the guy.
Oh, okay.
That's why I want you to tell me the truth.
I've told you the truth.
Yes, but not all of it. Now, listen. I found out that Davis, that was the man's name, was playing the wheel in your social club last night, right?
Yeah.
I also found out that he hit the bank to the tune of 10,000 smackers.
How did you find that out?
That's my own business right now, Joe. Somebody saw him clean the bank and followed him home.
And you can't hold that against my place?
I'm not trying to. Whoever followed him home after I left went through his rooms for the 10 grand. Davis woke up, reached for a gun, and somebody gave him the works.
So what?
I want you to tell me who it was.
I don't know who it was.
Yes, you do, Joe.
What makes you think that?
Because you did it, Joe.
I did it? Why, you...
No, I know you don't. Stick him up, Joe. You too, Oku. Drop that gun. I've known you were behind that curtain ever since I've been here.
I'll get you for this, you dumb flatfoot. You ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, no? I've got enough to hang you.
Why, what?
Listen, you. We found a blue chip, a blue poker chip in Davis's pocket. That chip had some queer scratches on it. I took it and tried it in your chip machine, and it fit exactly.
There's a lot
now,
of...
Don't interrupt me. I pried my way into your office and discovered that Davis had cleaned you to the tune of $10,000. You didn't like it. You heard Davis give me the number of his house, so you decided to get your $10,000 back.
But how do you...
How do I know you did it?
Yeah.
Because years ago, Joe, when my dad was on this force, they brought you in on a fight charge. It seems you nearly killed a man. After that, in two other fights in your joint, you invariably chose the same weapon, a water pitcher.
You phony, copper! You can't convict me on that evidence!
No. But you see, Joe, you very conveniently helped me. When you bent over Davis to search him, your fountain pen slipped from your pocket. And, Joe, I'm awfully sorry, but that pen had your name on it.
Police headquarters. Okay, Andy. Hello, Captain. Cancel your card on the Davis killing. Andy just got a confession from Smokey Joe Beskus. Police headquarters.